This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, if you want to save money, don't allow your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend around a computer or cell phone Saturday around 2:36 p.m.
That's very specific.
Yes, because Americans have a special time they do their online shopping, and I want to save you guys and girls some money today.
Amateurs.
What? Yeah, I got a better idea. Don't let them on it at all. Don't give them your password for your credit card just stay off of that mess.
Well, it's time to call Tori out, too, here on the Hawk and Tom Show. She loves to online shop. We see it. It's proven.
I was doing it a minute ago.
We can tell. We see the reflection in that mirror.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be careful what I Google now.
We see everything you've been shopping for.
Blinds.
Yeah. So shoppers are most likely to splurge on social media purchases around 2:36 p.m. on Saturday.
Interesting.
42% of the people say Saturday is the best shopping day, while 41% say Friday is their online shopping day.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Saturday is.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't seem as good, especially at that time of day. There's so many other things to be going on. Friday, on the other hand, you're at work.
Yeah.
And you're like wanting to get out of there, and you're like, I'm just going to shop.
Well, maybe Saturday is when you get up and you have breakfast and you start thinking about the things you need to do for the next week and things you need. See, my shopping was always at 2 a.m. on Friday night.
Yeah, okay, you've been out like, yeah, the store's 24 hours, I might as well go in.
And then you get packages at your door, and you're like, well, I wonder what this is.
Who sent that to me?
Yeah, it's not mine.
It was me.
Oh, I got you. I see, not at the store. I thought you were like out and about.
No, I got you.
QVC.
I had to get rid of QVC.
They still have QVC?
Yeah, yes. And the Home Shopping Network.
Yep.
I usually check it out every year about this time to buy, see if there's any good Christmas gifts out there.
I know, because we cut our cable, and I had to go buy one of those antennas.
That's what I got.
And that's one of the things you get is home shopping.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So Gen Xers, they're most likely to shop on Sunday but Sunday's their day. And then Gen Zers shop to get rid of the Monday blues.
So they shop like, on Monday?
I guess Sunday and Monday is when the beginning of the week.
What I found is a little shopping every day tends to pick you up.
Well, apparently so. 63% admit to browsing products during the workday. Only 63%.
Well, Tori, those reasons to admit it, because you got all of us to tell on you.
I'm sorry. I was shopping. I'm listening now. I had to get those pants before they weren't on sale anymore.
So I just had no idea there's specific days, because you can get so caught up in just one little click. Before you know it, you're on Amazon. It could be even a friend like mentioning something, and you're like, well, tell me more about that book, or tell me more about that product.
Book.
Okay. That's not us. I know. I was trying to cater to Tom.
But I don't see. I only get on there when I need something. I don't get on there and browse Amazon. I don't.
It's just going in a store and looking around.
But there's so much. I mean, how do you browse everything?
Because they know everything you say, and they pick the stuff you've been talking about and show it to you.
I just don't. Like I say, if I need a birthday gift, I'll go on there and get a gift.
I've got so many wish lists and, you know.
Now I got things in my cart waiting until I fill it up.
And my wish list is open to the public, just saying. You know, Christmas right around the corner.
Don't bother. I've tried it for years. No one ever bought me nothing.
With your open wish list?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's great for the kids, too. If, like, your aunts and uncles anybody that's trying to buy Christmas presents for the kids, like, what do I buy them? I don't want mom, you know, or my dad to come to me and go, like, why don't you just buy the presents for me this year?
That's what mine do.
I have to do that, and you have to go out, buy the present, or you have to shop online. I'm like, mom, dad, just go to Amazon. The kids' wish list is right there.
Yeah, but you have to be careful with those, because you ever go through and look at some of the stuff you put in that wish list years ago, and you're like, who even was that girl?
Yeah,
I don't want that anymore.
Sometimes it's been in there so long, they've changed the product of the item that was actually in that wish list.
Or it's not even available anymore, and you're like, I didn't want it anyway.
Well,
my friend, she has two kids. Amazon sends her a couple of toy books. And all Lillian does is circle what she wants.
Yeah. She circled everything.
And pretty much
that's what Sam did.
Every page.
Sam would circle every item in the Toys R Us magazine.
Even things that she's gotten in the past that she still has, she's circling again.
They should just save time and circle the whole page.
Hand you the book.
That's not as much fun, though.
But that's how, you know, she passed the book around. We get to pick out her gifts.
If you think back to when we were little kids, they had like Sears and JCPenney catalogs. And we would go through, and it was part of the fun was searching for the stuff.
Yeah, back then, there was three pages of toys. Now they have a whole book of toys.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They had that toy book that came out at Christmas. There was a lot.
Mom must have held that back.
Yeah, she did. She kept that secret from you.
And if your kids have cell phones, if they talk about toys, that's popping up on their cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty bad when you're, you know, shopping cart online, ask you to get another shopping cart because you got so much stuff in there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, people complain that adulting is hard.
Yeah.
And I've got a few of the things that happen when you become an adult that you may not see coming when you're younger.
Well, adulting is so hard, they have classes for it.
Well, that's kind of crazy because we never had classes for it whenever I was starting out. You just figured it out.
Right.
But here are some of the things you can expect whenever you start adulting that will give you a clue as to what to expect when it happens.
All right.
All right. When you say, I got to be up early for work so I can't go out, that's just the adult version of saying, my mom said no.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
When you start having the talk with yourself saying, well, we have food at home. When you start reminding yourself you don't need to go out and spend money on it when you have food that you haven't eaten yet at home.
That's true. Or you're at work and you're thinking, do I have anything to eat at home? I need to pull into a drive-thru before I get home.
And there's nothing worse than getting home and realizing, oh, I really had nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, you know, your ham and cheese are expired. And you're like, oh, okay.
That never happens.
Another thing happens when you get to be an adult is the kitchen always needs to be cleaned. It doesn't matter if you get takeout or you're gone all day. You'll find yourself cleaning the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I hate that because it's like you get the one thing, okay, I can rest now, and then you're like, I gotta take the kitchen trash out. And so you settle in, oh man, I need to wash the dishes.
All right, adulting, you get irrationally upset when they rearrange the grocery store.
Boy, I do.
Boy, that is so true.
I had a friend that moved to downtown from Malden. And after she moved, I know for at least the next couple of years, she still went to Malden's grocery stores because she knew where everything was.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I don't understand why they do that. Is it, oh, you know what? It's kind of like when a wife rearranges the furniture in the living room. It's like, we need to rearrange the furniture in the living room and just make it more complicated.
No, that's just because we get bored and tired of looking at the same thing over and over. But the grocery stores do it so that you spend more money. So then when I walk in and I notice they've done it, I'm like, I'm sticking to the list today. Stick it to the man.
See? You just hate it when you can't find, you know, your Orida tater tots in the right place.
Just go up and down every aisle.
Yeah.
And that's what they're wanting. They're wanting you to see stuff you hadn't noticed before because you were in a routine.
And at the Harris Teeter, they have a bar. So you grab a drink, grab your cart, and just hit the aisles. Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
Yeah.
They kind of have a bar at every grocery store.
They do?
Yeah.
You just crack it open.
Yeah, just crack it open. You go down the beer aisle.
You know what? If mama can sample those grapes before she buys them, what's the difference?
Exactly.
All right. Adulting. You spend too much time debating with yourself on whether to keep a cardboard box because it's a really good box.
You know what, though? I do that too, you know, especially around the holidays. You're going to be using boxes, and then you put the box inside the box to give you more room to save your boxes.
My friend has a box of boxes.
Yeah, go.
It actually says on the side of the box, boxes, and it's just full of boxes. Box of change.
I figured that out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how she knows what they are.
Okay, this is a box.
Part of adulting is that you will have a favorite go-to stovetop burner.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
That's just practical, though, because everybody uses that front left one because it's bigger.
Mine's the front right.
Mine's the back center.
Mine's the front left. The front left, yep.
Well,
I don't know why.
But it's the biggest one.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Not for me. That's the one closest to the sink. And I'm like, oh, I've burned this again.
All right. Chores are never done in one session. It's like washing for 30 minutes, drying 60 minutes, put away 7 to 10 business days.
It's like you have your laundry there and you forget it. So, you know, 2 hours later, you're like, I need to go fold those towels. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen that meme that says, Netflix, don't ask me if I'm still watching. Asking if I went and got the clothes out of the dryer.
Okay. When you're 20, 15 people could show up at your house at any moment. It would be no problem. But when you're 30, it takes months of planning just to have a friend over.
Absolutely.
I won't go to the door.
Don't surprise me. You know, let me know you're coming.
And this is awesome. When you're a little kid, all adults seem like they're the same age. And when you're an adult, all little kids seem like they're the same age.
That's true.
I can remember being in elementary school and thinking the fifth graders looked so grown up. Mm-hmm. Like they were so mature. Yeah. And then, you know, you got past fifth grade and you look back and you laugh at yourself.
I still call my niece and nephew the kids. I'm like, are the kids going to dinner with us?
And they're grown
they're 20.
Yeah.
And they're still the kid. I told them, I said, y'all still going to be the kids even when you're 40. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what mom thinks of you, too. It's like if your mom's like, let's say your mom's 84 and you're 60, that's still my baby.
Come here on mama's lap.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few tips for you to expect whenever you start adulting.
Well, here's something I figured out is like when you are, you know, when you're an adult and you got that piece of paper, it's laying on the floor. And you're like, well, somebody else will pick that up. And it's 2 weeks later, like, I guess I'm going to have to pick that up.
That was because you lived alone.
Well, I don't know. It's because, and when kids ain't going to pick it up either.
Well,
so,
sure.
Your wife picks up everything.
Yes.
I forgot. Yeah.
For me, adulting was whenever I stopped kicking the ice under the fridge. And I actually picked it up, and I was like, man.
And sweeping the kitchen up under there, too.
Mama ain't looking.
Adulting's hard.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right around the corner, we have the election coming up, and there's a lot of talk about it, too. Mm-hmm. If you've not watched anything.
Yeah, it seems like people are passionate about this
one. I think so, and I don't know why. Well, with that being the case, I thought that we would have fun with a crank call. Thelma Hollister, you know, a lot of times here on the Hawk and Tom Show, I get revenge on the telemarketers by doing something silly to annoy them.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. This time, I thought it'd be fun to have Thelma Hollister actually crank call the White House.
That seems like we're going to get in trouble.
As a telemarketer, selling vinyl siding.
I do not know Thelma Hollister.
What?
I just don't know her. I'm claiming I don't know her.
Gotcha. So, here's Thelma Hollister calling the White House as a telemarketer this morning.
You have reached the White House. If you would like to leave a message or comment, please press 1 now. If you know your 5-digit extension, please press 2. If you need operator assistance, please press 3.
White House?
Yes, my name is Thelma Hollister, and I am with the Flexco Vinyl Corporation.
Ma'am, what are you calling about?
I am with the Flexco Vinyl Corporation, and I am taking a homeowner survey. Do you live in a brick or a wood house?
I can't help you with that. This is the White House you reached.
This is my first time calling.
All right, this is the White House, ma'am.
White House?
In Washington.
Oh, do you realize that you can change that old, weather-beaten white exterior into a beautiful burnt almond siding that could make your white house a showplace? Hello?
Just a moment. Your call is being transferred.
Oh, she must be putting me through to the man of the house.
Good afternoon, White House comment line.
Yes, hello there. How are you?
All right, how can I help you?
Oh, well, I guess I can start over again. I am with the Plexco Siding Corporation, where our motto is, when your house starts to peel, do not squeal, use our vinyl siding, oh, how happy you will feel.
Okay.
Yes, do you live in a brick or a wood house, sir?
No, this is the White House you're talking to.
Do you realize that we can change that old weather-beaten exterior of your White House into a beautiful burnt almond siding?
Okay. I don't think this is the right number for you.
What White House is this?
The White House in Washington. Okay?
Oh, the White House where the president lives?
Exactly.
Oh. Oh.
You're barking up the wrong tree, aren't you?
This is the first time I've done this. I am 83 years old.
Okay.
And I'm new at telemarketing.
Well, the number they gave you is not the number for your calling. Okay?
Yeah. Do you think that the president has had time to think about the benefits of vinyl siding?
No.
Which comes in 4 luxurious designer colors.
Well, thank you.
Toppy, mauve, beige, and chartreuse. We have a special offer today with every vinyl siding purchase. Your name goes into a free drawing. You could be the grand prize winner of a year's supply of Carpet Fresh deodorizer.
Okay, well, thank you.
Would you like to be enrolled?
No. This is the White House in Washington.
So the president wouldn't be interested in this either?
Not. Like,
would you like us to send you our free information booklet?
No. Thank you very much. That wouldn't work.
It's called Vinyl Siding of the Stars.
Okay.
In it, you'll find pictures of the homes of celebrities who have chosen the plush, omulent vinyl siding's lifestyle. So, as you see, this is a chance of a lifetime.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
So, are you interested or would the president be interested?
No. This is the end of the line, okay?
Oh.
So tell your company not to use this number. It won't work, okay?
Wait, you know what? Hold on, I have something right here. One more thing. There's an answer in my sales pitch that when someone says that to me, I'm supposed to say this. Hold on. Oh, okay, right here. What other purpose could be more important than a chance to have your White House beautifully redecorated with vinyl siding?
No, it doesn't. You're talking to the wrong number, okay?
All right.
I wish you good luck.
Hopefully I'll sell some vinyl siding to someone else. You were my first call.
Oh, well, good luck to you.
Yeah, I hope I can sell. I think I'm doing a pretty good job
of
this.
Very good. You are.
All right.
Goodbye.
Do me a favor. Tell the president that Thelma Hollister, Hollister, said, well, hello there.
Okay, what state are you in?
South Carolina.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right, love you.
Good luck to you.
All right, bye-bye now.
Well, apparently, you're right, Tom. Thelma was not good at her first telemarketing job.
I just hope I'm not right about the people from the Secret Service coming to visit us next.
Yep.
That was Tom.
That was
Thelma. I don't know her.
There we go. Well, she's made up in my head anyway.
Oh, so it's in Hawk's head. He just admitted it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, it's group participation today. Get your texters ready to go because we're going to probably have a fight here. Now, French fries might be going away here in America. The biggest French fry factory in America is closing because people are eating fewer French fries. What? I had no idea.
Me either. Yeah. I'm trying to do my part.
You know what? There's probably some people out there driving around with no French fry underneath your car seat right now because you're not eating as many fries.
That's un-American.
It is, ain't it? So, and I don't want to get political here. I know I saw that former President Trump was working a drive-thru at McDonald's, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, served some fries there. I'd be eating the fries. And when I worked at Hardee's, I would eat fries. People would order fries like 20 for you, one for me.
Oh, yeah. You always have to, you have to sample them.
And I'm like, can I work the fry station today, please? I would always ask them to work the fry station.
By the way, what has happened to McDonald's Happy Meal fries? Have you seen the little fries that they give in the Happy Meals now?
I have not.
No. It literally is like 5 French fries.
Well,
it used to be a small.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's a little beady. It looks like a toy French fry box with 5 fries.
Okay,
in it.
Yeah. All right. I've seen
That's
that.
That's ridiculous.
That's because they're copying that other restaurant chain. Five fries? Is that what they're called?
Five guys. Well, I want to find out what is your favorite fry or French fry today.
Oh,
and I
hard.
Know Tori and I will probably fight. We were fighting about a hamburger the other day.
Well, that's a reasonable argument, but any French fry is a good French fry.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Some of them out there I don't care for.
Look, we're already going to fight.
Exactly, because you got those ones. If you pull your French fry out and you like turn it upside down, get ready to put it in your mouth, and it falls over, like just... Like,
oh,
and
I love those.
And it makes a U because it's
them.
So soggy and just nasty.
That's for the oil. That's good.
That's
no.
the good stuff.
So do you like fresh hot fries out of the fryer?
I want a firm fry. When I pick that fry up, don't you be wobbling all over the place. I'm trying to find my mouth with it.
What, you want like healthy fries?
Well, you know what? I have that for you if you want to know the healthiest fries coming
really.
Out.
I do like mine extra crispy. And one time I'm at Chick-fil-A and they have the waffle fries, which are good, but... I'd rather have them crispier. And the girl goes, we only cook them one time.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have a way to overcook them. I'm like, throw them back in there.
So I have the French fries ranked from worst to best. There's plenty of articles out there about this one.
Yeah, and this one's stupid.
Okay, Tom disagrees with it.
Any list that doesn't have McDonald's fries at the top is suspicious.
But I'll tell you who does, all right? So... here you go. Number 25 was Dairy
Queen. Holy crap. You're going to do all 25?
No, I'm just going to do the ones that are kind of close here. Dairy Queen.
They're not bad. I've had some.
You know what? But they're 25 on this worst to best list. You know what? They make up for it with the Dilly Bars. Thank you for that.
They're blizzards. And there's probably not as many locations as the others.
Around, we have Hardee's. That was number 22 on the list.
It's been a long time since I've had
now, a was Hardee's, are they regular fries or are they like the curly fries?
They're kind of like a...
they're regular.
Yeah, regular fries, but they look like they're cut from a potato.
I don't think I've ever had Hardee's.
So okay. Hardee's is a regular fry, except they left the skin on the tips.
Yum.
All right, number 19 was Culver's. They're here.
Oh, I had some of those.
That's
recently.
The crinkle fries. All right, that should be higher, I think. I love a crinkle fry.
To me, Culver's fries are very good, but nothing that's going to stand out and make it win.
Okay.
It's a good solid fry, though.
Coming in at 18 and 17, we have Bojangles and then Zaxby's.
Zaxby's should get higher points for putting seasoning on their
Absolutely.
Fries.
Absolutely.
But Bojangles has good seasoning, too.
I agree.
I love their fries.
Why are definitely like Zaxby's.
Why are they so far down on the list? Number 15, Jack in the Box fries. Those are kind of the normal fries.
Jack in the Box has curly fries.
I guess so, they are the curly fries.
And they're good.
They have regular fries, too.
Oh, the Arby's curly fries?
That's up higher on the list.
That's so good.
All right.
I'm going to Arby's today.
Number 14 and 13, and we're going from worst to best French fries here. Number 14 was KFC. Number 13 was Popeyes.
KFC has a good fry because they put their 11 herbs and spices on them.
Do they really?
I think they do.
Okay. I didn't even know KFC served fries.
Yeah, when you get
I
one of their...
I did not know that.
Like, if you get, like, one of their chicken sandwich meals, they'll come with fries.
I gotta get those.
Yeah, this one surprised me that they had fries, but that was number 12 on the list. Taco Bell has fries.
Really?
I was just thinking about them. And, you know, I just said, I was like, there's no such thing as a bad fry.
Yeah.
I love me some Taco Bell, but those nacho fries are not it.
Are they
nacho fries.
All right. So number 10 was Steak and Shake.
Which I like Steak and Shake fries. The only problem is you got to eat them fast because they get cold fast because they're so skinny. So if you wait too long, they're not as good.
Also, number 8 was Whataburger.
Which is a very basic fry. It looks kind of like a McDonald's fry, but I don't know if they have access to that secret coating that McDonald's
has.
It's
the new one that just opened up.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about it, you know, and I thought it had like a big old huge burger, you know, but it's like a thin burger.
Thin patty.
Well, but they're big. They're big around.
Let's not argue about that again.
That's right. That was the fight.
You know what? I will say their burger is about as big as a steering wheel on your car. It's a big one.
Yeah, it's great.
Number 6, Burger King.
Yeah, which I love Burger King fries, but I don't know if I would put them up as high as they are here.
I like their onion rings. Is that weird? Mm-hmm.
I love their onion rings.
Waffle fries from Chick-fil-A was number 5.
I just feel like waffle fries are a niche thing, and I don't think they should be at that high up.
Delicious, and the turtleback should be number 1.
Turtleback.
I love those things.
Oh, the turtleback.
She wants her turtleback.
That's the fries that didn't come out so right.
It's like the butt of the
It's the part where you see the skin on one side.
It's got a shell.
Well, they were voted the healthiest fast food fry, just to let you know.
It's because they fry it in peanut oil.
And then so 5 Guys, number 4 on the list as far as the best fries go.
I agree with that. They can even be higher.
All right.
Someone brought home, like, they were eating the bag from 5 Guys.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat the bag.
No, they brought the bag home.
You had to put napkins around that bag.
And it had so much grease on it. I'm like, oh my goodness.
They're good.
It's like, did they pour the grease over the fries when they put it in the bag?
That's the seasoning.
I guess so. Arby's, their fries. Fries were number 3 on the list.
That's the curly fries.
Curly fries. Mm-hmm.
They're good.
McDonald's number 2 on the list, which surprised me because most people and most lists.
The whole list out. It makes the whole list suspicious.
Okay. Number 1.
Wendy's.
Wendy's was number 1 on
this list.
That was
the last one you
haven't
mentioned yet.
And they are number 2 on the healthiest fast food fries list, believe it or not.
I mean, Wendy's fries are good, but they're not number 1 fries.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say is number 1?
McDonald's. You give anyone a choice between McDonald's fries and almost anything else listed here, and they're going to take McDonald's fries.
Well, and if you want to fight, feel free to call in, and we can start a fight over fries this morning.
Or not. I mean, what are they going to call? I like this fry. That doesn't sound very exciting.
I like that fry.
Well, see? It's boring.
Why wasn't Fuddruckers mentioned? Now, those are some good fries.
Are those steak fries?
They're the bigger ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, they're good, but some of these steak fries, they're just not crunchy enough.
I think the reason is most of these were kind of fast food places.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of.
Dave's Hot Chicken has some good fries, too.
All right. Tater Tot list coming up next.
Oh, my gosh. A universal joint.
I love me a tater tot, boy. I'm kidding. That ain't coming up next.
Aww.
But if you want to fight, feel free to call in.
B93.7, hello.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all actually answered.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I listen to y'all so every morning.
Well, what's your name?
Madeline.
Madeline, thank you for being a part of the Hawk and Tom Show this morning. Do you want to talk about your fries?
Ooh.
I do.
Okay. What's your favorite?
The Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yes! The waffle fries. Yeah, they were number 5 on the list. But I don't like waffle fries. I'd like to see a pancake fry, though.
Waffle fries are great because you just shove them down in there in the juice and like the whatever dipping, and then it comes all up in there and gets stuck. It's just so good.
You know what? Making a joke about pancake fries. You remember when your mom would just cut up potatoes and just fry them up in the skillet?
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah,
with onion.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Mama's fries were not mentioned on the best French fry list, but I think they should be on.
Those
here.
Are fried taters.
Yes, they are.
Y'all mentioned the butt fries.
Yeah, the butt fries of waffle.
Well, you don't like them?
No.
I feel like this is a very divisive
topic.
With
the turtle back.
People either love turtleback or they hate them.
My kids hate them.
But here's the thing. So, Madeline, you and I can go to Chick-fil-A together, and I'll take all your turtlebacks, and you can have all my regular fries.
Oh. Well, there's only like a couple of turtlebacks in a box.
Okay, wait. I don't feel like I'm getting a good deal now.
I want my turtleback. That's Chili's.
I actually am in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru right now.
Awesome. Well, get us something.
Yeah, I want the spicy pimento jalapeno chicken sandwich.
And get us the turtle butt fries.
Turtle butts? You're doing it way
wrong.
Oh,
I guess so. Yeah, I don't want that. I'm sorry. I don't want that Angus burger either. I don't know where that comes from.
I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you for talking to me this morning.
We love you.
Thank you for listening. We love you.
Of course. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.